is the best way to stay in touch with my clientele? Does staying in touch have to be expensive? Well, good day and welcome to the Keystone HDC podcast number 30. My name is Jerry McPherson, and in our last podcast, we looked at what things and themes to consider when staying in touch with your clientele. Today, we're going to take a look at how to stay in touch. Build a list of existing and potential new customers. Have a program in place and train your staff to capture the contact details of anyone who inquires. Compile information that will help you segment your customers, such as interests and hobbies. Record your guests' birthdays and anniversaries so that you can time the offers you send. Keep track of how your guests found you so you can monitor your marketing to see what is and what is not working. Stay in constant contact. Refer back to podcast number 29 for ideas of things and themes to share. This is a good way to remind your customers that you're still there. But here's an important note. Make sure you have their permission to email and include a way for them to opt out. I'm a huge proponent of emails, but don't stop there. Sending letters, brochures, flyers, and postcards allow for a tangible piece of paper to be in front of your clients. This is great for longevity and can be referred back to when the time is right. Postcards are more attention-getting than a letter, and they are easier to file or place on a refrigerator door. Use fax, telephone, and text in addition to other mediums. These are great for last-minute offers or to prompt people when an offer is about to run out. Again, it is very important to make sure you have permission from your clients to contact them these ways. Keep your website up to date. Out-of-date promotions or events are unprofessional and make it look as if you just don't care. It is a good idea that you or someone on your staff can update your content easily in-house. This allows you the flexibility to make changes or add last-minute promotions. If your current website doesn't allow you to do this, then I would suggest getting a new one. The time saved and potential opportunities are more than worth it. And this last item, I cannot stress enough, the use of social media. Sites such as Facebook, Twitter, and a blog will help you build your presence and your mailing list. Okay, this was a look at staying in touch. If you have any interesting stories about staying in touch and would like to share, or have any feedback or questions, leave them in the comments section of the show notes. As always, a PDF of each episode can be found in the show notes at our website at KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com and click blog, or go directly to KeystoneHospitalityDevelopment.com/blog. Let's continue to work together to put heads in your beds. Until next time, have a fun day. It is a good idea that you or someone on your staff are able to update the contact in-house easily. It is a good idea that you or someone on your staff is easily. And the last item, I cannot stress enough. The use of social media.